Good day. Hello, everyone. How are you? Fantastic. I, too, am doing fantastic. You know why? We met our goal. We did it. Thanks to you. Congratulations to you. For helping us again hit the finish line. It's like the best thing ever. I hope you're able to pick up some awesome swag along the way. As if this stellar programming isn't enough. WFMU, the gift that keeps on giving. Giving. So stoked. You know why else we're stoked? This is the 400th episode of The Eternal Now.
Now.
That's correct. You're here for the history, episode 400. Playing songs all day long, it's what we do. Things are jumping and jubilant over here. We just started off, you know what, with some wild sounds by Ilan Mamaroglu. Music for Jean Dubuffet's Cuckoo Bazaar. Fantastic work. There's a video. There's a record. Check it out. Keeping things electronic, up next, Mira Kalix, who left this earthly plane some 4 years ago. This comes from a 2021 album, Absent Origin. Tracks called A Mark of Resistance.
Wait. she died. Deny a famous woman. Deny Venice Carter. Venice Carter. I came, Clumsy, from the same source as her power.
Thank you. Let's get it ridiculous! 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 Let's get it ridiculous!
On bended knees we pray for war. The blade draws blood, but often tarnishes. Through blazing eyes I see new sunset sky now breaking, different shades of red. We pray for plagues of blazing locusts, call for wars to wet the earth, to cover the world in black and bracken, flaming stubble with church bell battles. And then I lie in the arms of a smiling girl who prays to Christ and the pale queens. Mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow. When did I stand before I touched the shadows of this life to touch the dark? Then dream of ice, an endless winter in this dog day age. I kiss the cross but dream of wars. Bagatelle for a massacre, the walls of fire were built to last. But old men die and stone will turn to stone. And then I kiss the mouth of a smiling girl who calls on Christ and the pale queens. Mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow. Immaculate heart of immaculate love, a tawdry scarecrow for a tarnished crown. His five wounds bleed, but only on his throne his toothless smile cuts wide across his face. And then I kiss the mouth of a smiling girl who calls on Christ from the pale queens. Mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow. Beat when I march with scorched earth steps, a rocking horse for a little warrior to trample around and down through fields of rape. An alabaster doll for the little maid while she waxes and wanes through the blood of the moon. And camouflage smocks for the purest of pure. A mask and a mark, and a flag of their shame. And I kiss the lips of a smiling girl who calls on Christ and the pale queens. Mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow, mighty in sorrow. fast and far to the edge of the shore.
La 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 la.
The snowfall's thickest mantle of strength descends with the winter on those in its service. The snow is the winner. Message of winter, your hope shall be crushed. The light flame grows dimmer. Child's laughter ceases on a front with no ending, within words with no meaning. Child's laughter sickens. Child's fever rages. Smoldering pages. Inquisition. And I'll die in the arms of a smiling girl who prays to Christ and the pale queens, mighty in sorrow, 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 mighty in sorrow.
We spin in circles of terror, caught in cycles of a nightmare of judgment, where the mirror of the present shows the face of error, where emotion supersedes reason in transition. When the rain comes, the fires die, yet we are warm like lice on the pubis in love time. Singing cold bones in the rain of hope around the flame of red dawn in transition. We wail on our stand, kicking skulls on the soccer field, and from the grandstand applause rings in blood drops, celebrating the abortion of freedom's child in transition. Wailing around the burning tire, we raise a pyre of sacrifice, songs of struggle, 10 quags in the quagmire. In transitions, we wear our hearts on the outside, in t-shirt fashion, trend style, colorful speeches, popular talk of hypocrisy by the graveside. In transition. It's an arty-farty party, riding the back of genocide. Somewhere a head cracks full of lead, and someone cracks a wiser side. It's all a fact in the wind we leave behind, and run to hide with pride at every stride in transition. Eating the brains of the dead unborn, how can we mourn the dead wearing their umbilical cords around their neck? Drunk on fluids called amniotic, smiles glittering in the light of chandeliers of mind control in transition. We are mutant legends defining ourselves in noble terms. Flaming placards and cold barricades, drawing safe lines behind crumbling walls of euphoria, behind the blades of our own danger, in transition. Petty bush pigs talking about negotiation table manners, academics unrolling scrolls of fantastic words to enlighten the illiterate, witches in churches passing the collection goal, fools in schools without mules, with whips for stools and then tools in transition. Thus we rush to the future, unless the wheel of time gets a puncture. Thank you.
While church membership goes down, witchcraft membership goes up. It's getting bigger and healthier by the day, and it won't stop because young people are just discovering it. They're discovering it as an alternative to the other avenues they've exhausted. They've been to their parents for help. They've tried the church, but you've just heard how open-minded the church is. Young people have also tried the government and politicians and drugs, but they've always come up empty. These people, dissatisfied mentally and spiritually, are turning to witchcraft. I should interject a word of caution here against one particular phase of black witchcraft, which has recently received a lot of national attention, and that's their use of drugs. The black witchcraft realm allows the use of drugs and almost anything else. And many young people are turning to it, not because of the witchcraft, but because of the drugs. And that's a cheap cop-out. That isn't witchcraft. That's drug addiction. You cannot develop your mind where I'll try and lead you if it's bogged down and blown apart by drugs or the heavy use of alcohol. This may come as a big surprise to many of you, but most witchcraft demands that you be clean. You'll automatically go on your own personal highs, and this is not through hypnosis. This high comes through a new power. You'll turn on your inner self. You'll literally explode into hundreds of brilliant mental pieces, and none of them will be artificially produced. Because witchcraft, especially gray witchcraft, demands mental development beyond the concepts of most mortals. You'll actually be using upwards of 35% of your brain instead of the 10% that most mortals coast through life using. There are many rewards awaiting you in witchcraft, and you'll be able to enjoy most of them here in this life. That's one of the reasons for the popularity of witchcraft. You won't have to wait for death to see if you've been good. Because though witchcraft deals frequently with the other life, it's primarily for immediate use. It can give you beauty and prosperity, health, sexual happiness, There are many potions and rituals designed to help you in these areas. I can't guarantee success, but within a very short time, you'll be able to decide whether you're achieving these goals or not. There's nothing else around that makes you an offer like this. If you don't think it's working for you, forget it. What I'd like to do in this album is explain quite calmly all about modern witchcraft, and through a series of tests, we'll eventually find out if you could be a witch or warlock. But remember this, even if it turns out you're just a mortal, you can still practice witchcraft, and with a little training, get awfully good at it. Based on my own research, which is admittedly limited, but national researchers are awfully slow on witchcraft polls, I feel 1 out of every 10 people in the United States practices witchcraft. Oh, right away I hear you say, listen, out of all my friends, none of them look or act like a witch or warlock, which only proves my point. See? You've fallen for our Hollywood image, too, because some of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet are practicing witchcraft. In fact, you may already know many of them.
I'll only use my middle name, Robert. I'm 43, and I'm a white warlock. I've communicated with God since I was 6, and I've cured several incurable illnesses and have predicted many things. I use my mental powers in my work and have made a lot of money for many of my clients. I'm vice president of a large stock brokerage firm.
My name is Stella. I live in the southwest part of the United States. I'm happily married. I have 3 children. I'm the president of my local PTA, and I'm a gray witch.
I'm Conrad. I'm the vice president of a large bank in Chicago. I'm also the high priest of a black coven.
Surprise you? It shouldn't. Anyone can be a witch or warlock, and more than you think are. We just don't dress to fit the last horror film that blew through town. Your girlfriend next door might be worshiping a cadaver and have an imp at her calling. Your rosy-cheeked pastor might moonlight giving black masses. You say you'd know? My first husband didn't know I was a witch for 2 years of marriage. I'd always been afraid he wouldn't understand. When I finally told him, he didn't disappoint me. 2 months later, we were divorced. Have you ever thought about your mate being a witch or warlock? Are they restless at night? Does he sometimes know what you're going to say before you say it? Has it ever sounded like she was talking to someone, but when you walked in, she was by herself? Only 1 out of 500 people will admit to practicing witchcraft, even to relatives or close friends, and for good reason. But that's going to change. Witches and warlocks are tired of being persecuted and hiding. We've been doing it for thousands of years, but the times are changing.
This is a place at this point where egos should be laid on the line and people should stand up for a cause.
That's right. And you know what we feel? We feel, Dale, JC and I feel that if we make a path and we open the first door, then it's going to give a chance for all the other witches and warlocks in the world to finally come out and stand up for what they believe in and stop being condemned.
See, witches and warlocks get emotional too. Being better understood and accepted in modern society is a common goal, and there are many witches and warlocks burning candles, hoping for your understanding.
Okay, we are back. Super fun set. Mark Shreve right there. Storm Column. I can't think of a better way to end the 400th episode of The Eternal Now. The triumphant sounds of Mark Shreve. Rest in peace. Just in front of that, Stereolab, Pang, from their early 90s, was it 92? 91? Album Pang. Probably on the Duophonic disc, their own imprint. To look on the CD. Just before that, Barbara, the Grey Witch. We heard an excerpt from her album of the same name. We heard Witchcraft. Surprises. Just in front of that, United Mutation, Wake Up. It's the name of their track we heard there from Dark Self Image. Just before that, 6 Feet Under with their track Revenge of the Zombie from a 1997 album, Warpath, on Metal Blade. In front of that, we heard from Pink Industry, a track called Not Moving, found on an album, Who Told You You Were Naked. In front of that, Alien Sex Fiend, I'm Not Mad, is the name of that track. Comes from their album, Who's Been Sleeping in My Brain? I once saw Alien Sex Fiend on the Curse Tour. They played for like 3 hours straight. It was pretty incredible. Never saw such enthusiasm, such performative mastery. Alien Sex Fiend. In front of that, Guido and Maurizio De Angelis from the soundtrack Iron Master. We heard Savannah. And just in front of that, Lazigo, Rampolo King, and the Kalahari Surfers. Peace their transitions. Insightful and reflective. Speaking of insightful and reflective, just before that, Psycho Sin, Life's Getting Ridiculous, from their album Forward to the Caves. Now more than ever. Just in front of that, Athmos Teachings, with a track called Fast Food, from his album Der Fünfte Himmel. The many different faces and or sounds of Athmos Teachings. Dynamic artist indeed. In front of that, Nazmak, from an album, a compilation, Sound Cosmodel. The name of that piece was The Only Thing I Remember Is Your Taste and Your Smell. Just before that, Pansonic. We heard an excerpt of a track called Fermi. Comes from an album, CD entitled Gravitoni, from Blast First. It says here Blast First Petite. I guess it's like a sub label. Anyway, 2010 is when that one came out. end at the top of this. Wild set, Mira Kalix, from her album Absent Origin. And this, my friends, brings us to the end of a most monumental episode, 400. I can't even believe it myself. But all good things must come to an end. With that, I'm signing off. My name is Andy Ortman. You have been listening to WFMU.org. Till next week, thanks for listening to The Eternal Now.